It's time for the Apple Watch Cast. Vincent and Chris are here, and we've got some great tips for you to get the most out of your Apple Watch with Watch OS 4. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watch Cast. The Apple Watch Cast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watch Cast, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watch Cast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/Apple Watch Cast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watch Cast. This is the Apple Watch Cast episode 211 for October 29th, 2017. Apple Watch OS 4 tips.
It's time for the Apple Watch Cast. Apple Watch Cast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watch Cast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Hey, Vince.
Oh, hey there.
Are you there? I thought you were there. Okay, yeah, time to do a show. And also joining us is Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Vincent.
Hey.
Welcome you both to the show. We are pre-recording this episode since I'm on the road, but I'm not on the road. Let's just say I'm not available. And I still wanted to give everyone a show, so there won't be any current news here this week. But I thought we could do our first Watch OS 4 tips episode. And I love doing these. We always learn so much about the watch, but especially Watch OS 4. We have a whole new batch of tips to share. And I just have to say up front here, and kind of researching this, getting ready for this particular show, it was difficult for me to kind of establish whether the tip was specifically for Watch OS 4 or it was just a neat tip. You know, I mean, it's funny how the lines are starting to blur, at least for me, and maybe because we do the show every week, but I can't remember what was that new in OS 3? Was that new in OS 4? You know, so hopefully everything we have here will be relevant to Watch OS 4. If not, it still may be a great tip that you are not aware of. So that's the cool thing. Some tips that you think everybody knows, there may be some people out there who've never heard it.
Oh, yeah. Brand new Series 3 owners.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly.
And apparently there's a lot of you out there.
I think one of mine might be an overlap. I'm not 100% sure, but you never know. It's a tip.
You're right. Yeah. And that's the cool thing about these. So again, I think we'll do a round table thing where we'll each take one and do one. So I'm going to start, I'll kick it off here. And this first one does concern, it's something that's been on the Apple Watch for a while, but with Watch OS 4 and particularly Watch Series 3 with cellular, it becomes much more useful. And that is voicemail. And it's something I forget that the watch has the ability to do. I never check it there, right? I never check my voicemail on my watch. Yeah. Well, with the Series 3 with cellular, you can check it anytime. And I was kind of reminded of this during a recent run. And I had a call come in on my watch. And I'm still getting used to that, by the way. It was very cool. As I'm running, the music dies down and it rings. And I lift my watch. And I didn't recognize the number. Right? It was some strange phone number. So I declined the call. And then I thought, well, you know, if it's important, they'll leave a message, right? And then I thought, well, can I check that while I'm out here with my watch without my phone? Mm-hmm. And you can. Turns out you can. Well, they didn't leave a message, unfortunately. But if they did, I could have listened to it no problem when I'm out and about. So I absolutely love that. So don't forget that voicemail is there. If you select the phone app on your watch and scroll down, the last menu item is voicemail, and all your different voicemails should be there to review and listen to, especially with the voice coming from the watch now like it does with Siri. It's kind of neat. Now, if you have AirPods on, it's a little more private. You may not be wanting to play your voicemail to everybody who's around you. But it's a feature I just completely blanked on. And until I got that call, I was like, yeah, I can check my voicemail on my watch, right?
Well, yeah.
Now you can on the go. All right. So that's my first tip. Vincent, what do you got?
I have the one feature in OS 4 that's most obvious to me is when you're listening to a podcast or music in your car and your watch switches over to the auto audio app launch. That's amazing for me. I really enjoy it. But if you happen to not want it, there is a capability of turning it off, and you can go to your settings on the phone and go to general wake screen and turn that off in terms of auto launch audio apps. I don't know about you guys, but that's been the only thing I use these days with my watch when I'm driving.
Yeah, it is amazing. You're talking about the Now Playing.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Now, some people can't stand it. It's weird. Exactly. It's a polarizing thing. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
Personally, I love the fact that I don't have to then dive into my watch menu and launch something to control it. Mm. And it works. You're right. It works on everything.
Yeah, and it used to be something I kept in the dock and, you know, had to get to it. Mm-hmm. But now having it there, it's fantastic.
It is. It's really cool. It's really great for controlling the volume.
Mm-hmm.
Like
definitely.
Working out or doing whatever, it's a great way to just turn the crown and adjust the volume. It's pretty neat.
Right.
Great tip. You can turn that off, though, if it bugs the crap out of you. where is that again that you can find that toggle?
It's under general and wake screen.
Okay.
And then from there, you can toggle the auto launch audio apps.
Got it. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to build on the Now Playing app. So I've always looked at when I'm doing like Netflix or Amazon Prime, Netflix has no fast forward. They got the reverse 10 seconds little button there on the screen, but nothing to like fast forward it. So sometimes you just want to fast forward through the credits of a show at the beginning. And you know, you had to slide it in the past and you're like, oh, how long? And I slide too far, not far enough.
Yeah.
But on the Now Playing screen, there is a 10-second fast forward button for Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. So it actually is fast forward, I think, for everything that comes up. But just yesterday, I was sitting there watching a show. I'm like, man, I really, really wish I could fast forward. And I'm like, well, I've been using the sound and the stop and go and on my watch. And I just looked and there was the button. It's right to the right of the, you know, the screen, and you can use it to fast forward.
So you're watching Netflix on your phone? Is what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Watching Netflix on the phone, and you can fast forward it 10 seconds at a time on your watch.
See, that's pretty cool. It's not just audio.
Yeah.
It's, oh, okay. Yeah, Now Playing doesn't say audio, does it?
So I was really excited about that, because for a couple of years, I've been wishing I could fast forward Netflix.
Wow, could you imagine watching Netflix on your watch one day?
There you go.
Probably could happen. Insane.
It may come. You never know.
Right.
Well, one cool thing Netflix kind of off to the side here, little thing, is I did notice on certain shows, if I'm watching them like through Apple TV, when a show starts, they have a little thing down the bottom where you just select and it will skip the credits completely. Netflix started putting that in different shows. So if you're binge watching something, you don't have to watch the opening credits of a show 10 times. Mm-hmm. You can just hit that button and it jumps right to the end of the credits.
I need to look at that. Although I notice sometimes too, when you binge watch, it kind of automatically skips. If you go episode to episode, does it automatically skip the previously on section? Sometimes I notice I get a previously on the show, and sometimes it skips the previously on. I wonder if that's because I'm binge watching.
It may be the show itself. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Not sure about that, but that's some shows I notice you have to watch the previously on with every episode, and some you don't. So, yeah, not sure about that. Good tip though. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Next one I have here concerns the new dock. Okay, with the new dock, you can choose to see your most recent apps or your favorites, right? So if you choose favorites, you can also change, and here's where the tip comes in, you can change the order in which they're in by going to the watch app on your phone. If you select dock, then select favorites, and then tap on edit in the upper right. And from there, you can delete the apps from your favorites or add them But most importantly, you can rearrange them from there. So if you simply touch and hold those three little bars that are to the right of the item, you can then, if you hold down on that, you can then move it up or down in the order. So this is great if you want a very consistent way to select apps that you use a lot beyond having a complication for them, right? So it's a quick way to get to them, and you can put them in the order that you need them. Let's put it that way. And it's interesting because I've left mine in the most recent mode. And I'm finding every now and then I'll open up an app I haven't opened in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. So I've been, it gets in the way. So I think favorites is kind of the way I've been doing this lately. But then I had the question of, well, can I rearrange this? Cause I don't like that particular one being first, and that's mm-hmm. how you do it. So pretty simple.
Yeah. I do the favorites. I do the favorites.
You do favorites? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
now you can rearrange them.
Yep.
All right, Vincent, what do you got?
I have one that's not necessarily applicable right now, but in the next release, it's kind of weird. I was looking for that one battery saving feature. If you don't necessarily work out in a gym and you want to turn off the detect gym equipment sensor on your new watch, you can go and the quickest way to do it is go on a workout, a general workout, and change and type in detect gym equipment in search, and you can turn that off. But it looks like on either mine, maybe it is applicable now. I guess you can check yours, but on the current beta watch that I'm wearing, you can search for that app, but when you actually click on the results of the search, it takes you to the workout settings, but it doesn't have it. Is that on yours?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What are you searching for again?
Detect gym equipment, or just type in gym.
I'm sorry.
Gym, like JYM in the Apple Watch app on your phone.
Oh, on the phone. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my watch going, what? let's see here. So you're looking for
settings and type in gym on search.
Hold on. My watch, my phone is like super, super slow.
Okay.
search. Well, that's going to be searching the app store, right?
No. Search the actual settings. It's on the first screen. Like if you go
there
to my
it is.
Watch.
I got it. Yeah. Okay. Search. What am I searching for?
Type in gym.
G-Y-M. G-Y-M. Oh. Right. Uh-huh.
And detect, you see the detect gym equipment, right?
Right. And I see yes. And I see Gymmatic is another one that came up.
When you click on it, though,
mm-hmm.
it takes you to the workout screen. Do you see an option to toggle off the gym equipment detection?
No.
No. Right now I just have power saving mode, runs auto pause, and workout playlist.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that was a little surprising to me. You see it in search index, but you don't have that option yet. But yeah, if in the future you want to save some battery life and not go around trying to detect gym equipment, you can toggle that off as the intention.
So you're saying that may come up in the update
in the next release, right?
With 4.1.
Yeah. Yep.
So does it currently detect gym equipment?
I guess it does, but there's not enough gym equipment around to do that.
I mean, that's my question from a show a while back, and I'll ask it again. If there's any listeners out there who have used gym equipment with your watch, that new feature, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. We would love to hear from you to see if this is actually working, because mm-hmm. I know of nobody who's done this yet.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's any equipment out there yet.
Right.
Just go around tapping equipment.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a way to get to that setting somewhere else. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is. Yeah.
I was trying to find it. I don't see anything else.
Yeah, because Workout doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if that's a weird tip, I can give another one too.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
It's kind of a tip for the future.
It's a future tip.
Future tip.
Okay. All right, Chris, what do you got?
The next tip I have is more of what I know this is OS 4, I believe, but I did it yesterday. I did a couple workouts at the same time was listening to music. So it's kind of neat how you can integrate this all just with swiping and touching, where in the past, you kind of had to go to your dock and open and close apps. But I started an outdoor run and then swiped left and started my music. Mm-hmm. And I think you can auto start music too, but I don't do that. So immediately started the music, was doing my run. And when the run was over, I stopped and, you know, you swipe left for the to end the workout and you hit that plus sign and it immediately starts another app. So I was going to an outdoor run to an outdoor walk because I wanted to kind of walk and cool down. So I did a 3 mile run and then, you know, swipe left, hit the plus sign and did a half mile walk. And it was all seamless where in the past you've kind of had to do it step by step. So I was able to do multiple workouts and start and stop music within, you know, swiping on the same screen versus opening and closing apps. So I thought that was kind of neat.
That is cool. Yeah, they've tried to make the whole music experience easier.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with 4.1 if it doesn't how it may affect some of these features.
I agree.
Yeah. So hopefully it doesn't screw them up. And make it more complicated. But we'll have to wait and see. Again, the end of this month, 4.1 should be out. So cool. All right. Neat tip. Okay. My next one here is also related to the dock. You see a theme here. And this is how to quickly remove an app from the dock, which is so simple, but it may not be apparent immediately. So if you have an app in your new fancy dock that you want to remove, let's say you have the most recent apps set, and this is an app, as I mentioned before, that you launched recently, but you hardly ever use it. Well, you don't want it to sit there and take up space. So this is a quick way to remove it. You simply swipe left, and that's all there is to it. You get a red X with the word remove. Tap nice. The X, and it's gone. And if you change your mind before you hit the X, or let's say you accidentally swipe the screen, and that does happen, simply swipe right to undo that. You can keep it in the dock. And if you hit the red X, it's gone. But if prior to that, you can just swipe back and leave it in the dock if you want. But that's just, I didn't realize there's a very fast way to get rid of them. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. Even though it's in that layered look, you can still swipe to the left on them.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, Vincent, you got another one?
I do. Okay. This is not necessarily, I don't know, this is not something I related to iOS 4. I mean, iOS 4.
That's fine.
But, you know, if you share your activity with folks that are constantly meeting their goals, not naming any
names. You're not naming names, are you?
Not naming names for people who wake up at 7 a.m. and run 5 miles. and I mean, for the sake of your sanity and muting notifications, you can go into sharing under activity. You can select a person and you can click on mute notification.
Wait, have you muted us? Is that what you've done? You know what, Vincent? I can mute you right now. Go ahead.
Just an FYI.
Okay.
But in terms of an actual tip, you can I've switched over to the Siri watch face, and in terms of data sources and notifications and what it tells you, make sure you go into the Apple Watch app settings. You can go into the Siri watch face, and in there they have a data sources list, and you can select and toggle which ones will actually show up in that sliding panel. The tiles that show up on your Siri watch face. So I went in there the first time I switched over to Siri, I customized the heck out of that thing. So it only shows the relevant things that I'm interested in.
Cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. that is nice. Yeah, you know, that's the thing with the new watchOS 4 that I've noticed, mm-hmm. is you're able to customize things much more than you were before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I mean, it's probably still not enough for some of us, but they're getting there.
Right.
All right, Chris, you got another one?
I do. This has to do with the camera app, and I kind of ran across this when I was on a golf trip recently. We wanted to kind of take a group shot, and you know, we set a phone up, and we were on the course, so we didn't have like someone to take it for us. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, you know, you could we're like, let's take a video, and you can do that now with watchOS 4, mm-hmm. And control it with your watch. So you still have to toggle between photo and video on your phone. But if you toggle to video on your phone, on your watch app, you now get obviously the picture of what you're seeing, and then the red radio button, it turns it on and off, and you can just start the video, stop the video. But one other cool thing you can do is you can take pictures. So you can just snap, you know, picture after picture after picture with a radio button that shows up once you hit record. So now you can record a video, start and stop from your watch, and you can take pictures at the same time with your watch. So you can take a group shot and you can take the video. If you force press, you can flip the screen. So you can do a selfie video or selfie pictures as well. So I believe you could do a lot of that with pictures on the Watch OS 3, but the video I think is new to Watch OS 4. But it works pretty neat, as I found out at the golf course.
Yeah, and I'm going to piggyback onto that tip with another one that I don't think you were aware of, is you can zoom on the watch using the crown.
Exactly. I was going to say that, actually. I didn't know if that was is that new to OS 4?
I think that's new to OS 4.
Wow. Yeah, the zoom works great. I mean, you just turn the digital crown, you zoom right in or zoom right out. I've done that as well.
And it does it on the phone. It's not just
yes. It's
not just zooming the image on your watch.
It does the phone, yes.
It's actually zooming it on the phone, which is pretty cool. That's a neat tip. This next one here is specifically for those of you with Series 3 cellular watches, that there's now something that you can keep an eye on that, you know, we didn't have to worry about before, and that's data usage on your watch. And we have yet to find out, once they turn on the streaming music portion of this with 4.1, whether or not we're going to be charged for all that, right, with the music one. So this may become very important here shortly. But the point is, you can monitor your data by opening the watch app on your phone and selecting cellular. And then you will see the current period for the amount of data you've used, and you'll see a list of apps that use data with the amount that each has used. So it's very nice to know and keep tabs on these. So I noticed the largest abuser of data it's called System Services, which is comprised of Apple ID, Siri, push notifications, DNS services, mapping, networking, and time and location. So you would expect that to be the largest. In my particular case, when I checked this at the time, as an example, 3.9 megabytes of data was used. 3.6 of that was System Services. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I wish there was a way to check or monitor this on the watch. And maybe a third party or Apple will provide that soon. And I know there are complications for the watch that we reviewed in the past that tell you when you're getting close to your data limit. I think DataMan was one of those. But I want this information as to what apps are using what on the watch. I mean, this is it could be a very simple way that you could scroll through that on the watch just like you do on the phone. But for now, you do have to use the phone to find out. But it is nice to know what's using the most data. And it's just, and again, it's going to become very important when streaming music comes into play for those of us with Series 3 cellular watches. So just a little tip there on how to check that data usage.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How much did you say it was using on a regular basis?
Oh, I don't. I mean, when I checked it at the time, this was a little while back, it was 3.9 megabytes is what I'd used.
Wow. That's a lot of data.
Yeah, and I haven't used it that much.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm getting a little nervous about how we're going to charge for this, because it could be pretty devastating. But then I thought about it, you know, it's the mapping and all that. Every time you go for a run, your GPS, all that, it's probably, is that pushing data?
I guess so.
I guess it is. Yeah. So, all those workouts are going to end up costing me. Vincent, you have anything else?
I don't have anything else much related to iOS. I have one that's just a general PSA. And I've noticed that, you and I work in the cybersecurity industry, and I there's a constant barrage of hacks and issues going on out there. And I know that Scott was not a huge proponent of patching, but I am, and I encourage anyone who's
updating,
listening with the latest one with the WPA to crack in the ability to have Wi-Fi secured. I encourage if you have a router, an older router, or any devices that you have on it to go ahead and start the patching process if you don't already, and keep that up to date. A lot of the vendors after that last release, after 2 days, were able to send something out in terms of an update, in terms of firmware updates. Go ahead and do that, and plan on continuing to do that with all these breaches that are happening.
So you're talking about a Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
So have you seen updates from Apple for their AirPort Extremes and those devices?
The AirPort Extreme did not have that released yet, but the devices themselves. I was thinking that in the latest release, they may have quietly patched that and checked.
Okay. I'll have to check that. Because I have an old Apple AirPort Extreme.
Right.
Interesting. Well, that's yet. Yeah, that was a big security breach that happened recently.
That's huge.
Yeah. yeah, but you're right. It's always a good idea to keep up to date with firmware and or software updates. It used to be sometimes every now and then you can get bit by updating and then there's a big problem. It's rare these days. At least from Apple, it seems to be more secure, more stable.
Right.
But you're right. It's always a good idea because the reason they're doing it is because there is a vulnerability out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And as we've seen lately, that's become quite the thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, these are some great tips. This was a lot of fun. We need to do this again. We'll gather up some more and do another episode of this because it was a lot of fun. I'm sorry. Anything else before we swipe up and put this episode into airplane mode for the week?
Send us your tips.
Yeah, if you have any tips, send them to us, and we'll include them in another episode.
That'd be fun.
Cool. We'll give you credit for it. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here, and thank you out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show and get a little something in return, you can become a patron of the Apple Watchcast on our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. Select whatever level you'd like to subscribe to. It's easy for me to say. For as little as $1 a month, and you get all sorts of great stuff for subscribing. It doesn't cost a lot, and it helps us to continue to produce the show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. As always, you can find links to some of the stuff we talk about on our website at applewatchcast.com. Subscribe to us in iTunes. It's the best way to never, ever miss an episode. And leave us a review while you're there. Take a moment and leave a review. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter @AppleWatchcast. Thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.